app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Vatican is entering an intense period that begins with an elaborate funeral for Pope Francis and ends with a selection of the next Supreme Pontiff. CBS's Chris Livesay will be in Rome for it all.
They've already started to block off streets around St. Peter's Square and around the Vatican. I mean, we could see just floods and floods of people heading towards St. Peter's Square. This morning when I rushed here and I heard the news of Pope Francis's death, it was just stunning to see not just so many people crowding here, but just how quiet it was. There was a deafening silence. The solemn nature of it all was overwhelming.
With the passing of Pope Francis begins a popular guessing game at the Vatican. Who will be the next pope? But first, the funeral, says CBS News papal and Vatican contributor Delia Gallagher.
On Wednesday, the pope will be laid in St. Peter's Basilica, so crowds will be able to come and pay their respects to him. So we have quite a bit to get through in the next month before we see who the next pope will be.
Reports that President Trump is considering firing Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell pushed stocks down sharply, says CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The recent round of stock and U.S. dollar selling has accelerated with these threats from President Trump. Global investors have come to trust the Fed's independence precisely for this reason. They rely on the Fed to not fall victim to political threats and to instead focus on what is necessary to guide the economy.
On social media Monday, Trump called Powell a, quote, major loser. In response, the Dow closed down almost 1,000 points. Is Pete Hegseth in danger of being fired as defense secretary? CBS's Weijia Zhang says the president is standing by him.
White House officials insist the Pentagon boss is not going anywhere. Congressman Don Bacon of Nebraska, a retired Air Force general, is the first Republican lawmaker to publicly speak out against Hegseth, telling CBS News he would not tolerate his conduct on Signal.
Signal is the commercial messaging app that Hegseth used at least twice to discuss upcoming U.S. airstrikes on Houthi rebels in Yemen. Instagram owner Meta says it's using AI technology to search for kids who are lying about their age on Instagram to bypass safeguards. Here's CBS News technology contributor Ian Schur.
Last year, Instagram released its teen accounts feature, which allows young people to use the app with a limit on who can contact them while also restricting the type of content they can view. Teens under the age of 16 need their parents' permission to change any of these settings.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The Brewers clobber the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a season-high 16 hits on the way to a 14-1 win over the A's. Milwaukee stole 9 bases in the game, 6 of them in just one inning, both franchise records. The Brewers' Sal Frelick.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that every team and every catcher thinks that, like, whether we're stealing or not, just being at first base or second base, the pitcher and catcher thinking about you is a success.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think that's one of the ways we win. You know, we win by collecting hits, taking walks, stealing bases, having the threat to steal, which gives you a better pitch to hit sometimes. And that's one of the ways we can beat you.
The Crew in San Fran tonight against the Giants. NBA, Bucks getting ready for game 2 tomorrow night after losing 117-98 Saturday to the Pacers.
I think we were late. We didn't have enough urgency. Going to game 2, hopefully we can improve that or we can change that. We'll see. But going to game 2, we're going to be better.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hayden Christensen returns to the Star Wars franchise as Anakin Skywalker. He will join the cast of Ahsoka for season 2 and play himself as a teenager. The actor broke the news at a Star Wars event in Tokyo, Japan. Christensen first played the character in 2002 in Attack of the Clones and then in Revenge of the Sith. He appeared in 2 episodes of Ahsoka season 1. Season 2 is expected to drop in 2026 after the release of The Mandalorian and Grogu. The amount of inside Hollywood information spilled on the Happy Sad Confused podcast to host Josh Horowitz must be overwhelming at times. Emilio Estevez appeared recently and shared the story of his father, Martin Sheen's drunken meltdown on the set of a Apocalypse Now, in which Sheen ran naked around the set while trying to be corralled by Estevez and his mother. Hard to imagine this kind of behavior from the Sheen patriarch. Sounds more like a Charlie Sheen kind of thing.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds and a little patchy fog forming overnight. Otherwise, our winds light as lows drop to the lower 30s. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies and some scattered showers out there as well. A southeast breeze, highs in the upper 50s. It's 33 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by director of the documentary Cycle, Laura Kesman. And Civic Media's own Rich Locascio joins the show to discuss his second love, wrestling and WrestleMania.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three of our program. You'll recall yesterday, Easter Sunday, Donald Trump went to his Virginia golf course. You know, he doesn't go to church, never has, although he loves to proclaim that he's a Christian, to play golf. And, you know, apparently between holes went off on a rant in which he said... Happy Easter. We will make America great again. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. Yeah. And then he goes, the businessmen who criticized, this is in all caps, right? The businessmen who criticized tariffs being both bad at business and really bad at politics. He then shared his golden rule of negotiation and success. He says, Russia and Ukraine should start to do big business with the United States of America, which is thriving and make a fortune. And he wraps his rant up by calling himself, quote, the greatest friend American capitalism ever had. Right. So let's just review the greatest friend American capitalism ever had's performance. He has introduced chaos. Absolute screaming, flaming, market crashing chaos into international trade markets. His tariff wars, particularly with China, have upended global supply chains. They've created uncertainty, which is the opposite of what capitalism wants. I mean, capitalism, you know, likes predictability. Every business likes predictability. Most every business. There are some businesses that thrive in unpredictable circumstances, but they're the exception to the rule. So number one, he introduced chaos into global trade markets. Number two, he undermined the rule of law, which is the basis for institutional predictability. If you're doing business, you know, I'm making my widgets in China, and I discover that if Tim Apple... You know, Trump's name for Tim Cook. If Tim Apple gives Donald Trump $1 million for his inaugural slush fund, and then suddenly his company gets a pardon from the tariffs, but I haven't given him $1 million and I can't. I mean, that's institutional predictability is a big deal. I'm going to sneeze here in a second. Pardon me. Always come in twos, right? So number three, he expanded the deficit and the national debt with no return on investment. He added $7 trillion to our national debt in his first term and claimed that it would cause the economy to boom. It didn't. In fact, the economy crashed under Trump. Reagan started this lie back in the 1980s that, oh, if we reduce taxes on rich people, the job creators, they'll use that extra money that they get from not having to pay taxes to pay their people better and to develop new products. It's a lie. It's just a simple lie. But Trump did it, and so now we've got a $36 trillion debt. he politicized the Fed and other independent institutions. He's been pressuring the Fed to lower interest rates. That's why the Dow is down 1,100 points right now. It was because of his early morning rant about Jerome Powell.